Hello, hello everyone. This is Sherry Kahoff, your Inspired Action Success Coach, and we are here today with another day and another fabulous guest here on the Your Path to Success Be Free, Be Happy Online Expo. I have a terrific guest that I want to introduce you to today. Her name is Carrie Murphy, and she is a soul success coach, the award-winning author of 5 books, including the best-selling book, Create Change Now, Personal Reflections for Personal Transformation, the host of the internationally syndicated The Carrie Murphy Show, Straight Talk for the Soul with 500,000-plus listeners, the president and CEO of Empowerment Coaching Solutions, and a celebrated dynamic motivational speaker and interviewer. Following a transformational near-death experience in 1997, Carrie's life's purpose became crystal clear. Her intention is to reach, empower, and inspire millions globally, and she is passionately devoted to increasing the consciousness of the planet and creating positive global change. Carrie has coached and mentored tens of thousands of people around the globe through her transformational books, coaching programs, telesummits, interviews, workshops, audio programs, home study courses, videos, and more. She is devoted to expanding the field of spiritual, lifestyle, and transformational media hosting and programming, and thrives on inspiring her audiences, clients, readers, and listeners to become the soul-driven, conscious creators, spiritual leaders, and celebrated business professionals they are meant to be. If you are ready to shine, perhaps even in front of millions, and live a lifestyle deserving of your soul's brilliance, Carrie will help you step onto that grand stage and co-create your destiny in a way that is perfectly aligned with your soul. Welcome, Carrie. I am so excited to have you here. How are you today?
Thank you. I am wonderful. Thank you for inviting me. I'm so thrilled to be here.
Well, great. Well, I know our topic today that we're going to be talking about with you is manifest inner worth and outer worth in 2013. So people
it's actually
will learn
inner worth and outer wealth. So we're working on the inner and the outer.
Okay. I want to make sure that we have that clear. So manifest inner worth and outer wealth.
Yes.
Okay.
They all kind of tie together. You got to have one for the other.
Exactly. So I know you're going to be talking about some energetic and practical tools to propel people into a heightened level of inner worth and outer wealth. That's kind of a tongue twister there. I like it, though.
Yeah, good for you.
And they'll receive some information intended to serve as a quick start catalyst. I love that. We'll be expanding the possibilities of people's lives by shifting perspective and leading from the soul.
Mm-hmm.
People can claim their role as a conscious creator and unleash their brilliance and greatest potential. And then, of course, we'll be expanding the horizons of imagination and creating new pathways for generated, unlimited abundance. Wow. So that's
all kinds of good stuff.
Exactly. Well, I wanted to start off here by, you know, I know people are so interested in everything that you've done, and you've really accomplished so much in your life. And I just wondered how you discovered your own path to success.
Well, I think like all of us, it evolves and it continues to evolve and expand. But I think the catalyst or sort of the turning point was in 1997 when I had my near-death experience. And that really shifted things from a very traditional psychology background, doing counseling and all of that, into, wow, there's so much more here. So I think at that point I realized that life was much more fun when you lived it from the perspective of the soul, which is much broader. You know, it was sort of like I didn't even realize I was living in somewhat of a box based on, you know, the limiting beliefs and everything that I was raised with and all of that. And after my near-death experience, it was like all the blinders were off and all of the All of the things that I always wanted to know, I had access to. And so I realized, wow, there's so much more available to us when we live from the soul, which is really just in using our intuition, realizing there's a whole world out there that just because we don't see it, it exists and it can be supportive in our journeys. And so ever since then, I think things have just continued to really just unfold. I mean, they continue to unfold daily and surprise me, like in magical, beautiful ways. But so the path to success for me, it's ongoing. I'm on it. It's the journey. And so I never feel like I'm there because I wouldn't be here if I were there. You know, to me, enlightenment or any, all of those things, it's really just a journey. And success to me, I've really expanded that definition as well. You know, I think previously to 1997, success was very, it was based on external goals and external successes. And then it became, wow, well, how am I really feeling? And am I content? Am I feeling liberated? Am I feeling joyful? To me, those really represent now what success means to me instead of, oh, another degree. Oh, another this, another award, or another. To me, it's more of the internal rewards that that I use as some acknowledgement of success for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love how you mentioned the it's not about getting another degree because whenever I'm working with people who, you know, say, oh, you know, I'm going to go back to school and I'm going to do this, we really dig deep into the why of it, because if it's just for validation, those kinds of things,
they're very fleeting.
Yes, they're very temporary. And, you know, I'm very thankful for my education, but I remember feeling like the day that I turned in my last paper for my master's degree, and I had this feeling of, well, where are the fireworks, you know? Where are the gymnasts doing backflips in front of me to celebrate this, you know?
Right, and, exactly.
And of course, I mean, I'm happy that I did that, and there were many other reasons. But yeah, I think you're just really right on track with the big picture and, you know, what really success is all about. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, I'm going to quickly add to that because the idea is people think, well, once I get that degree or once I get that promotion or once I get married or once I check off all of those things, at that point I will be successful. I will be, quote, happy. And that is where the challenge lies, and that's why it's happiness is so fleeting and success is so fleeting for people. It's because they're searching for it outside of themselves, thinking that a particular accomplishment or reaching a particular goal is going to provide that for them. And the real, exciting, liberating truth is that it's in the moment. It's right now. It's not after you get the degree or after you get, you know, that award or after you, you know, whatever it happened, whatever you think it is outside of you. So I just wanted to add that.
Yeah, well, and that's really powerful. So this is the Be Free, Be Happy online expo. So I know that people are dying to know how you have personally lived a life of freedom and happiness.
Well, to me, freedom is liberation from the soul. And that means I'm not bound to anybody's expectations of me or anybody's ideas of what's right for me. I mean, true freedom and happiness for me is living my own truth. It's not living my parents' truth. It's not living society's truth, religion, and none of those things matter. What matters to me is what feels right for me, what makes my heart sing. That's true, you know, that's real truth. It's not somebody else's truth. And I think that's one of the most liberating things people can do is when they start listening to their own intuition and really honor and acknowledge and celebrate what their heart and their soul is telling them, not what anybody outside of them told them growing up, you know, that success was or that happiness was. So that for me is real liberation because it's not based on anybody or anything outside of me. And it's so much more rewarding and relaxing actually living life that way because you're not waiting for other people to go, oh, good job, or yeah, you did it, or you just kind of feel like I'm doing it. I'm doing it day to day because I feel good. And because I'm actually taking time to honor me and honor who I am, honor my body, honor my heart, soul, mind, spirit, all of that. And so that's liberation to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just kind of, the first word that's coming to me is just, wow, that really says it all. And when I think of, you talked about expectations and that,
mm-hmm.
I find too with people, and don't you find this, that a lot of times people will think, well, you know, this is my goal, this is what I expect of myself, but when they really look farther into it, it's really someone else's expectation that they just mm-hmm. adopted. You know, they have all these shoulds operating in their lives, and they think it's coming from themselves, but it's really, you know, just all this absorption of what everybody else.
Yes, absolutely. And one way to identify that is if it makes you feel light and inner, like an inner sense of joy, then that's your truth. If it makes you feel heavy and like a sense of burden or like that should thing you were just talking about, that doesn't even belong to you. That came from somebody else. That's not your soul speaking. That was something that was ingrained in you by family, society, whatever it happened to be. So that's a good way to identify. Does it make you feel good or lighter or happier? Then follow it, and that is your truth. If not, then really examine, like you said, whose truth is this? And if it's not true for me now, let's let it go.
So do you have a tip that you've learned that you could share with us about walking your own path to success?
Wow, there's many, but the first thing that came to mind is actually something I was writing about this morning, so I'm going to share that because I was writing those actual words, one of the greatest lessons I've learned, so I'll share that. And it's, I think when we realize that the outer world is absolutely a reflection of our inner world, we can direct our path to success on our own. And this is actually a very challenging thing for people to really embrace, because it's challenging to look outside of you and think that you are responsible for that creation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really taking accountability and responsibility, which is just the ability to respond instead of habitually react to things, to life, and really see your external world or your external reality as being an absolute mirror for what's going on in your inner world or your consciousness, which is essentially just your thoughts, your emotions, your beliefs, your expectations. All of those wrap up and they equal your consciousness. And so whatever that is going to be played out in your external reality. So to pave the way for that journey of success or path to success or however you want to phrase it, look outside of you and see what you're creating, because your external world is going to be a real clear indicator of what's going on inside of you. And when I say that, sometimes that can be very alarming to people, like, oh my goodness, you know. But I will say a lot of times it's not like you're consciously creating those things. Those things are being created usually subconsciously, unconsciously. You're not even aware that you have all of these inner demons or inner unresolved issues, conflicts within you that are being mirrored and played out in your external reality. So I would say for me, learning that, embracing that, and realizing that truth is one of the most empowering things I've learned that's allowed me to create my life consciously and to create that path to success.
Mm-hmm. When you were talking about that, what came to my mind is that my daughter was home and from college and trying to work out all of the details for her spring semester and her schedule, and she was having issues with communicating with the university, and you know, she was just this big ball of stress. And I got totally sucked into it, and I was online trying to help her figure things out, and I could just feel like this tension in my spine was just like, oh, it was like one big ball. And then all of a sudden I realized, well, when she's away at college and in her own apartment, she's handling everything on her own. And really, she can handle this, you know. And I decided, oh, it's fine if she comes and asks me questions, and I'll be happy to help her. But I had gotten totally enmeshed
mm-hmm.
in it. And I'm sure that parents listening can relate to that. But I've had this huge, because I have two kids who are going to college who are actually living in my house. So we have a full house. We have six people in the house right now. But right. I realized how important it is for me to mm-hmm. honor the fact that their outer worlds are reflections of what's going on inside of them, too.
Yeah,
you know, and that
right.
that I don't need to
fix
get,
it
you know, my
them.
Kids would say, get up all mm-hmm. in my business, you know. And I don't
right.
need to do that. I mean, I can still be a parent because I'll always be a parent even when they're, you know, older and have kids. But I don't have to parent them when
mm-hmm.
they're, you know, 18 and over. I can step back and say, well, this is a good challenge for you to face. And so that's part of, like, the tension I was feeling, I was creating. She wasn't.
Yeah.
Because I was creating that because I was getting involved in it.
Right. Yeah, I think one of the biggest challenges we have, and as parents as well, is letting go. Because so often we create so much unnecessary chaos by getting too involved in their lives and their dramas and the things that they are figuring out for themselves that we've already been through. So
mm-hmm.
it's like you said, we can step in when they ask. But, I mean, I have a 17-year-old myself, so it's around that same age, and I'm learning that letting go process as well. So I can relate. Yeah, but you're absolutely right. We're each creating our own realities, and we're based on what's going on within us. And even if it's challenging to watch those around us going through some struggles, we can still stay, we can be helpful, but yet not jump right in, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I'm so good at that. Like, my thing that my kids remember from being little is when they would have an issue with their friends, I would say, okay, or like at school, I would say, well, you know, you're empowered to handle this, but if you don't address this and handle this, then I will. And so they knew they didn't want mom going to school and talking to the teacher.
Right.
So if they had an issue with their teacher, they would try to handle it first. And so it was very empowering for them. And yes, there were times when I needed to get involved and I was happy to do that. But I don't always practice that wonderful skill that I know I have in my arsenal. So it's just such a great reminder.
Yes. Well, that whole thing about response, you know, when I was just talking about responsibility, the ability to respond, I have found, you know, when you were asking also about lessons, that's another huge one, is the ability to as often as possible, respond instead of react. Because when we just react to something, there's so much unnecessary chaos, drama, whatever. When you just take a moment, even just a few moments, and just choose to respond instead, you know, I always say you either react from ego or you respond from spirit. And that can make a whole world of difference in the outcome. So,
I love that. So what advice do you have then for people who might be confused about their path to success, and maybe for people who find happiness elusive, like they want it, mm-hmm. but they just feel like it's just not quite there?
I would say nurture yourself, first of all. And usually that means honoring yourself by making sure you can carve out some time for you. Even if, you know, obviously we all have families, or most of us do, of some kind. But make time for yourself so you can really begin to hear your voice, your inner voice speaking to you, and not the voice of so many others telling you what you should do or what should make you happy. Take some time to really, whether it's journaling, meditating, exercising, get some time where it's just for yourself so you can quiet the quote monkey mind, you know, and listen to what your inner voice is telling you. I was just writing an article today about your inner guru. You know, we all have one. But the way that you can't access it unless you get a little bit quiet, right? Because then you're going to be hearing all of the external noise. You're not going to be hearing that real inner guru. You're going to be hearing everybody else's opinions and judgments. And that's where you can never reach happiness when it is based on other people's opinions or judgments. So my suggestion is go within, make, you know, even if it's 5 or 10 minutes a day, commit to doing that. You deserve it. I mean, a lot of people say, oh, I don't have time for that. Well, then I'm sorry. You're probably going to be stuck in a cycle of whatever it is that you're going through. If you really have the desire to get out of that cycle of stagnancy or whatever it is that you're experiencing that you wish to get out of, you have to make a shift. You have to make a change. And take 5, 10, 15 minutes to yourself a day and then expand that, you know, to where you're giving a little more time to yourself and realize, especially for moms out there, that it's not selfish. You will be a better mom. You will be a better partner. You'll be a better, be better at whatever role you play when you nurture yourself first. It is not selfish. So that's what I say. You've got to be able to listen to those callings of your soul. My first book after the near-death experience was called Your Soul is Calling. Will you accept the call? The point is, you've got to be willing to listen to your soul for it to give you its messages. And those are the messages that are going to fuel happiness. Those are the messages that, if you honor them, are going to open the doors for new people, new opportunities, new experiences that will allow for that success that you are wishing to experience. So that's what I would say.
Mm-hmm. That's really good advice. So I know that in your work you talk a lot about soul success, and in that piece of advice it seems like you are, you know, connecting with the idea of soul success. And I just wanted to see if you wanted to expand at all about what soul success means, or, you know, if
I do. I would love to, because I coined that phrase soul success coach years ago because, you know, when I made the shift from counseling into coaching, which really resonated with my own expansion, I realized that the whole traditional counseling really didn't include the soul or all of the things that I was now expanded into, all of those concepts. So soul success to me is kind of what we've been talking about. It's about seeking, or no, I don't want to use the word seeking. It's about experiencing success from the inside out instead of from the outside in. So it's all the things we've been talking about thus far, that's what it is. It's inside out kind of living. And it's based on taking accountability, taking responsibility for the quality of our lives, and taking responsibility and accountability for what we are experiencing and creating from day to day. You know, what I really try to empower my clients with, and audiences or whomever I'm speaking with, is that no one's creating your reality but you, you know, and you can start right now with a new level of awareness to create your own reality by realizing what it is that you have created and what you want to continue creating and what you want to let go of and create new. And so to me, soul success is just taking, just realizing how much power we have. And we are intended, I feel, to tap into that. I feel like that's our birthright. A lot of people don't realize how much power they have to generate success, to be that catalyst for whatever they wish to create in their lives. They're the ones that can do it. And so that's, to me, the difference between just plain old success, I guess you could say, and soul success. It's internally driven, and it's not relying on anything or anybody outside of you. And that's, for me, what makes it lasting success instead of temporary.
Mm-hmm. You speak a great deal about claiming personal power to create reality. Mm-hmm. Do you really believe that people create their own reality?
Yes, and I don't know that I would have believed that, you know, prior to 1997, because, you know, I've been on this journey, this conscious journey now since then, so it's been a few years plus, but, but I have learned that, yes, absolutely we do, and I have become so happy and content with my life realizing that, because I know now that I'm the only one responsible for my happiness. Or, you know, if I don't like what I'm experiencing, I don't have to wait for someone outside of me to change. I know that it's within my control to make it, you know, to make a shift in my life. So it's actually very, very empowering. Personal power to me is just realizing that we don't have to wait for anybody or anything outside of us to change our reality. You know, I think maybe before I got married, let's see, in 1991. That was a long time ago. So prior to my near-death experience, I may have thought, oh, well, you know, if I was upset with my husband or something like that, well, he better change, you know. He better, it, you know, it's that kind of mentality. Or it was a little bit of a victim mentality, or if, you know, something was going on, it was easy to blame somebody outside of me, or you know, any, all of that. So it's shifting from that to realizing that when we make an inner shift and an inner change, guess what? Everything around us changes. So that to me is just one of the greatest gifts that I can offer people, is reminding them of that truth.
Mm-hmm. Just kind of letting that settle in for everyone. It's really powerful, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's like a good place for a deep breath.
I take a lot of those.
Yeah, oh, I know, we do. We do, don't we? It's so settling and calming and, you know, refreshing. So why is mastering our mindset so important?
Again, this is all about the inner creating the outer, and it's so incredible, really, to realize how our mindset, which is our thoughts and beliefs and all of that fun stuff, determines what we experience. So one of the greatest ways I've found to really recognize, okay, well, what is my mindset, and is it supporting me, or is it not supporting me, is start listening to maybe your conversations or the way that you speak to your spouse or to your best friends about life in general. You know what I mean? Because I feel like when we stop and listen to ourselves speak, we're sharing our beliefs. We're sharing our common thoughts. We're sharing our habitual thought patterns and beliefs. So if we're not aware of what they are, start listening. Because we reveal them very clearly in the way that we communicate with others. Okay? So once we realize that, we can take a little bit more control over what we're experiencing. Because I feel like our thoughts, our words, they all determine what's going to happen to us. I've learned to be very, very aware of the languaging that I use in conversation, when I'm writing. I don't think that I ever realized many years ago how, you know, the words that we commonly speak, they come true, you know? Like, so start paying attention to the words that you speak, because they will reflect your mindset. And then, you know, realize, is it really creating what I want it to create, or can I make a shift here in my mindset that might allow for new doors to open? Because sometimes what I find is pretty interesting is we can repeat the same thoughts, we can repeat the same speech patterns, and so guess what? We repeat the same cycles of behavior, the same cycles of, you know, maybe doors closing again and again and again. So if you want the doors to start opening, start shifting the mindset by shifting your thoughts and shifting your languaging patterns, the way that you speak, so that you can generate a, you know, a different response or a different outcome. And then the doors start opening. So that was a long answer to your question about mindset. But to me, I love talking about mindset. I think it's, you know, it's just our consciousness, and that's what creates our reality.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when you can become a master of that, it's really kind of the key to everything. So
well, yeah, well, then you're, you know, you become like this generator of magic and miracles when that happens. And how fun is that?
A ton of fun. and
exactly.
For me, you know, if it's not fun, I don't want to do it. So,
well, exactly.
I'm also fun.
Well, haven't you noticed? I mean, this whole thing is about success. I have found that the most successful people are having the most fun doing whatever it is they do. You have to find joy and a sense of playfulness about this whole success thing. Don't you agree?
Oh, I do. Absolutely, I do. So yeah. I know you're coaching your success coaching and speaking revolves around the concept of energy and using our energy to generate and allow for success. Can you expand on that and let us know how we can do this in our own lives?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think we're all aware now that we are energetic beings. You know, this has been spoken about again and again. And it's something that, you know, when I had my near-death experience, I was literally shown all of these things. And so it became crystal clear to me that we are these energetic beings. Every, you know, we are not solid like we think we are. We're not these solid physical beings that we think we are. And so not only are we energy, everything around us is energy. And so the reason I talk about everything that I do is there are a lot of energetic tools that are blended with the practical, because that's how things are generated, is through energy. It's not through, again, anything outside of us. So it's really, again, going back and paying attention to what am I feeling, what's going on internally, because that's your energy. You have an energy field that goes out probably 3 to 5 feet around your body. Your energy field is either attracting or repelling opportunities. And so you want to start paying attention to your energy field. Like, is my energy field light and bright and open? Is it magnetic to possibilities? Or is it closed? Is it dense? Is it heavy? Because if it is, you're not going to be attracting opportunities. You're not going to be very magnetic to opportunities. So I like talking about energy, because when people realize that it is their energy field that is attracting, you know, a lot of people, times people will say, well, you know, I don't know why I'm not attracting new clients. I don't know why I'm not attracting these opportunities that I want. And usually it's because their energy field has a lot of doubt. It has a lot of fear, and it has even, you know, perhaps, what's the word I want to use? Desperation in it. And that can be, when you have all those things in your energy field, which is just your energy, your thoughts, your emotions, all of those things, it's going to repel opportunities. It's going to repel new clients. And so what you want to do is, you know, go within again, do deep breathing, meditating, exercising, you know, going back to that self-nurturing thing. Because when you do that, your energy field is much more balanced. It's much more open, and you have much more control over it. Am I making sense?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
It makes total sense. And it's actually one of the things I find is that people feel sometimes confused about, well, you know, how can I clear my thoughts? But if they start with physical nurturing, like a massage.
Yes.
You know, sometimes if people just have a lot of congestion in their thoughts and around their spirit, starting with the physical is the easiest thing, because we don't have to think so much about it.
Well, and what most people don't realize is that in physical exercise, what you're literally doing is you're moving the energy in the body. What happens when people get sick, or when they have you know, any kind of dis-ease or something like that, it's a result of stuck energy in the body that eventually manifests in a physical form. So when you do physical exercise, which for me, I've been doing it 6 days a week since I was about 20 years old, and I do it now. I used to do it at 20 just because I wanted to look good, right? I was like, you know, I want to look good in my bathing suit, all that silly stuff. Not that it's silly, but that's not the prime reason I do it now. Now I do it because it makes me feel good, I'm balanced, and I know that any stress or any energy that could become stuck or lodged in some part of my body, I am moving it. When I move my body, I'm moving the energy within my body. Therefore, things flow, okay? So it's a lot easier to have that magnetic or that healthy energy field when you're moving the energy, because the energy is not stuck. So you're absolutely right. If people can get up and move, I always encourage people, if you work at the computer a lot or on the phone a lot, like many of us do, take a break every so often and go outside. Go out for a gratitude walk. I do that probably 2 to 3 times a day with my dog, just to get out, even if it's just for 10 minutes, and do a gratitude walk and just center myself. I get the energy flowing in my body, and it just grounds me, centers me, and gets me back in the flow of things. So I just wanted to expand on that, because a lot of times people don't realize that physical exercise is not just about looking good physically. You are
right.
Literally moving the energy blocks or the energy in your body so that they do not become blocks. Because you don't want that, because then you could end up getting sick, and that's what it all stems from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I thank you for expanding on that, because I think that it takes some of the mystery out of it for people.
Yes. You know, it's not complicated stuff, I promise.
No.
It's very simple. You know, I think sometimes people think this whole concept of energy and all of that, like it's complicated or whatever. It's just so simple. And literally, it's just, you know, anytime you get stressed, which we all have stress in our lives in one form or another throughout the day, if you do not release that stress energetically, it forms like a ball within your energy system, and that ball becomes a bigger and bigger block if you don't move it. So essentially, it's just you're not going to hold on to that ball of stress. If you're moving, just move a little bit. You're moving the energy, you're moving the stress, and then guess what happens? Your energy field's open, you become magnetic again to all kinds of wonderful things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like that, and I like how you talked about, cause same for me, like in my 20s, it was all about, you know, the bathing suit and
right.
looking good, and I just had a conversation with a client the other day that, you know, when we think about exercise, like maybe in our 40s, we think, okay, the workout we have to do is the same workout that we did in our 20s because we liked that result. But we're a whole different person. Not only, you know, I mean, we're a different age, but we've also had all these different experiences. Plus, there's so much learning about what exercise is. So, you know, we don't have to go back to saying, well, I have to get back in shape. That's like one of my pet peeve expressions
right.
that people have. How about just looking at the absolute best that you can be right now and into the future instead of wishing to be back into something that you were? And
yes.
For most people, their 20s was a time of chaos, you know. I mean, figuring
mm-hmm.
out who they are and making mistakes and all
right.
that stuff.
We got to celebrate who we are now. I mean,
exactly.
All the lessons and the wisdom and everything that we've gained. You know, I'm in my 40s as well, and it's sort of like you just got to celebrate it. And, you know, that body that you had at 20, it doesn't even exist anymore. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you literally think about it, every body that we've had, you know, baby, then toddler, then, you know, that they don't exist. So the body that we have now is what we're creating right now, and just have fun with it and just do it for the purpose of moving the energy, do it for the purpose of generating confidence and joy, and you're going to get fit from it too. That's, of course, a great benefit, but it's, for me, it's more about feeling great.
Mm-hmm.
Primarily.
Yeah. So I know that tapping into potential and maximizing potential for success is something that you're really an expert on. So can you share some tools with us so that people can allow,
mm-hmm.
you know, more success in this year mm-hmm. better than ever before?
Yeah, you know, one thing I've been suggesting to people, you know, since we're at the beginning of the year, you know, oftentimes we get into a new year and we look backward and we look at all the things that we didn't accomplish or the things that went wrong. Okay, let's strike that. We don't even want to go that direction. I encourage people to make a list of all the things, all the little and big things that they celebrated in 2012. You know, all the little big and big accomplishments. Write them all down. Put them on use colors, you know, like on your computer to create a list. Print it out and look at it every day so you see how freaking amazing you are, how magnificent you are, and all the things that you were able to accomplish. Because what happens then is you are in that field of consciousness that allows for your potential to be celebrated because you're realizing all the things you did. And don't think that, you know, something is too small to put on that list. You want it to be a big list. So just think of anything and everything that went well and look at it every single day, because that puts you in the energetic space where, you know, creativity flows and all these great things happen. So that's what I would encourage people to do. I have so many tools and exercises, but for the sake of time, I think that's a great one that I see is really, really beneficial for people at the beginning of the year, because it just puts them in that that infinite creative space where there are so many possibilities, because they're already in that realm of, wow, look at all the things I was already able to do, you know. So that's what I would say. I think it's a good tip for people in the new year.
Well, and I think it's a great exercise, and I was wondering if you could give some examples of what maybe some small things would be, because I know that if people are in a place where they just don't feel successful, and there are probably people listening who are feeling like, gosh, you know, I'm just not really doing what I want to be doing. And so they get really stuck when you say, you know, what worked. And so I thought maybe you could tell us a few things that people, you know, to get people's brains thinking in a direction that maybe they wouldn't have gone.
Yeah. You know, if when I ask that question, or when you ask yourself that question, like, what did I accomplish or what did I do? I'm not talking about, like, I ran the marathon. I mean, that would be something to put on the list, of course. But, I mean, things that made you feel a sense of joy, you know, count your blessings, essentially, like, or do a gratitude list. It's the same essential kind of idea. It's look around you at the things that have made you happy or that are currently making you happy, or that look around you. What are you grateful for? Instead, the whole idea is to focus on what's going right in your life currently instead of what's going wrong or what you didn't complete or didn't do. You don't even want to go there. You don't want your consciousness in that space, because I assure you it's like quicksand there. Okay, you're going to be spinning your wheels. So you want to be in this energetic space where you are grateful for whatever it is. Look around you. Even if it's being grateful for that you have a home, that you have food, that you have beautiful, you know, the trees, the flowers, the birds, whatever it may be. Make a list of all the things that you are grateful for. You know, I still have clients who do that. I mean, who've done it for years. I mean, do what works for you. I mean, gratitude lists are fantastic. I don't make a gratitude list. I do what I mentioned earlier, where I do gratitude walks during the day. It just heightens your vibration immediately, because it puts you into the flow of that high frequency mode. Because, you know, every energy, every emotion has an energy to it. So gratitude is one of those high frequency vibrations that will instantly shift how you feel and what's possible for you. So it's like when I go on my gratitude walks, I don't plan like what I'm going to be grateful for, what I accomplished during the day so far. I actually just get out there with my dogs. I'm like, I'm grateful for my health. You know, I don't do this out loud, of course, but I'm walking with them. I'm internally like, grateful for my health, grateful for my dogs, grateful for my neighbors, grateful for whatever I see. Because what I'm trying to express here is that the whole point is expressing gratitude for what's working, what's going well. And when you keep your predominant attention and focus on those things, you allow for that to multiply in your life. You allow for blessings to multiply.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that helped. If the list of what you did doesn't work, maybe this is easier.
Yeah. Well, I think people, you know, maybe can embrace the concept a little bit more.
Yeah.
When they look at, you know, the simplicity of the things that they can look at. And I know when I work with people who are experiencing grief, you know, or something suddenly tragic or really unexpected, like a loss of a job, taking it even down to the micro level of being thankful for the breath that you take in the moment, you know.
Yes.
It's like takes you so present, and when you're so present, you can't worry about the past or the future. So,
exactly.
I just love that.
Yeah, so, exactly. And I want to remind people of that. Just remember that all of those feelings that you have a vibration. The gratitude vibration is so high that it can't be overpowered. So when you step into that vibration, like you said, even if it's just for your breath, for the colors around you and the trees, tap into that vibration, because it will shift you out of grief. It can shift you out of Any of those lower vibration emotions that keep you down or feeling stuck. So just try it.
Mm-hmm.
Try it. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Yeah. Well, you know, my husband has been kind of sick with the flu, and, you know, of course, as a wife, I've been concerned and a little bit worried that it's lingered. And so I realized I had fallen into the habit of every morning saying, "How do you feel?" And he'd go, "Oh, my back hurts," or, "Oh, my lungs feel tight." And so this morning I got up and I said, "Well, I'm not going to ask you how you feel because I'm assuming that you feel better and better every day."
Yes.
And he said, "Actually, I do feel better today."
That's such a great thing to remind people of when they're sick, because when you get people talking about how they feel, it just reinforces everything, and it's just like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, a good little tip for people, this is just an energy tool. If you're not feeling so great or your energy is kind of low, I always flush my energy field with light, and you can just visualize, like, the sunlight. Like, you know, even if the sun is shining or not, you know what the sun feels like when it hits you, right? And it just feels like this glow throughout your body. If you can visualize that sun just flushing your entire energy field of any heaviness, of any grief, any anger, any just dissolving all of that, and so it melts away and you're just filled with light. I mean, just use your imagination. There's no right or wrong way to do that, but if you can flush your energy field with light every day or as often as you want, you'd be surprised how it just uplifts your energy immediately. So just throwing that in there.
No, that's great. And I did it while you were talking about it. And I felt great, you know, just like instantly feeling great. So I think that's a great little exercise to share. So you offer keys for immediately developing an irresistibly magnetic presence. That just sounds magnetic. and I know that we all want that. We all want that magnetic presence. We want to be able to magnetize our goals and, you know, be magnetic people and bring other really positive people into our lives. So what are some of those keys?
I would say to be what it is that you want to receive or attract. So to be irresistibly magnetic, first, realize or identify what is it that I want to be magnetic to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So identify what that is. If I want to be magnetic to love, well, perhaps embody the vibration or the energy of love. That means you just be so loving to other people, to yourself, and then guess what? You're going to magnetize that same vibration. Okay? If you want to be magnetic to wealth or money or abundance, you have to tap into the vibration of abundance, because it is a vibration. It's an energy. It's not something outside of you. You feel abundant, and that's tap into that gratitude thing we've been talking about. And then you attract opportunities that outwardly would equate to perhaps what you would call wealth or abundance. It's really just becoming and being whatever it is that you want to be a magnet for. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. I want to try to keep things as simple as possible, because to me, all of these concepts and tools about transformation and all of that, the simpler the better, right? So, I mean, to me, I want to keep it fun, keep it simple. So to be irresistibly magnetic, first of all, identify what it is that you want to be a magnet for, and then be that energy. Be that energy. And I know that may be a new concept of being in the energy of abundance, but abundance to me is not just, it does not equal money. To me, abundance is an abundance of love, an abundance of confidence, an abundance of life, of energy, of whatever. And it's something that you feel from within. And when you feel that and you exude that energy, you become a magnet for the opportunities that outwardly bring in outward or external abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that's a big one for people, is abundance.
Well, it is, and you know, people are becoming more and more aware. So, you know, many people out there recognize that in order to achieve, you know, what it is that you're trying to achieve, you know, whatever that is, you have to have that vibrational match to it.
Yes.
And that's the big question that people have is, well, how do I get to that vibrational match when I feel like frustrated or beaten down or you know, kind of low? So do you have, you know, something simple where people could actually feel like when you say be that energy where they can
feel it? Make a, you know, recognize when you're in those moments, and you know when you're in those moments when you don't feel so great. Make a commitment to yourself to make an instant shift, to shift your attention and your focus away from whatever it was that you were focusing on, whether it was I don't feel good or this isn't working out or whatever. Shift it to something, to the opposite even. So if you're sitting there and you're feeling like I don't feel that great, I'm not feeling very creative, I'm not feeling, you know, I'm not feeling good physically, whatever it is, shift it. Tell yourself, okay, there's two things you can do. You can visualize a stop sign and just kind of in your mind just stop. That's it. I'm making a shift right now. And you shift your attention, you shift your focus onto something that makes you feel good. Whether it's, you know, go to your gratitude journal and write some things down. Go take a bath. Go take a walk. Or just shift your thought or sit down and write out an affirmation. Say them out loud. Just, you know, sometimes I'll tell people if they're trying to shift a limiting thought or idea or pattern that continually plays in their mind, you know, identify what it is, do the stop thing, replace it with the opposite in an affirmation. So if you're feeling insecure or if you're feeling not very attractive or something, say, I am beautiful, I am smart, I am, you know, flip it in an affirmative statement. That's one of the most powerful things you can do. And then it becomes almost second nature. This is all about awareness. First, you got to become aware of how you're feeling, make the decision to shift it, and just flip it. And it will become more and more natural and easy for you because you're going to become very, very aware of when you're not feeling good, and you're not going to want to stay there very long. So you're going to make that shift easier and easier.
Mm-hmm. I think that's great. I love the stop sign.
Right.
I think because everyone knows what that looks like.
Yeah. Well, and it's like an internal consciousness, like, stop, we're going to make a shift here. We're turning off here. We're not going down this road, you know. We're taking a different route. So, and that's always within everybody who's listening. That's within your power to choose. You're the driver. You're the driver of your spiritual vessel or vehicle in every single moment. No one's driving that bus but you. You know, you get to decide where you want to turn, what you want to shift. So always remember that.
Mm-hmm. So I know you have a special offer to share with
everybody. I do.
Yeah.
Okay. The name of this particular offer is called 6 Powerful Products to Amplify Your Personal and Professional Success. So, like I said, there's 6 different things included in the package. One is an instantly downloadable support manual, and it's big. It's an 8-step personal blueprint for creating success. And this is in itself is worth probably 4 times the amount of this package. So this is it has so much information for new entrepreneurs, for coaches, healers, therapists, any kind of helping professional, or anyone who's just wanting to generate some success. Okay. Then I have an MP3 recording of a training course that I did called Mastering Your Mindset, which really expands on that topic that we spoke on briefly today. So that was Success Generating Secrets for Mastering Your Mindset, and that comes as an MP3 download, which you will get instantly when you purchase the special offer. I have an ebook. It's called Mastering the Outcomes in Your Life Using Universal Laws, and it explains the universal laws, and again, this is about energy. And I have number 4 is an instantly downloadable exercise and document on balancing your feminine and masculine energies, which is really important to do. And it explains what that's all about and how to do it. And then I have a Soul Success Daily Intentions Journal. And that's instantly downloadable. And You know, I really, really encourage people to set intentions on a daily basis, and this really paves the way for your day, for you having a beautiful, wonderful day where nothing outside of you can really take you off center. And when you start each day that way, you allow for that. So that's in there. And the final thing is my bold vision for success. And this is a document that you can utilize to really identify what your vision is for success and how to attain it. So there's lots of great stuff in there. It's just a big bundle package, and when you purchase it, everything is instantly downloadable, so you don't have to wait the 6 or 8 weeks for it to be mailed to you. So I encourage you to get it.
Yeah. Well, and what are some of the immediate results that people can expect to get by working through this program?
I think a lot of the things that we talked about today, about, you know, developing like a magnetic presence, whether it's in business and personally, you'll learn keys to magnetizing new opportunity that'll hold the power to assist you in making strides in your personal life and your professional life. There are mindset strategies so you can really get that boost in your self-esteem that we all need so we can maximize our potential for success. I also give like ways to boost your energy as a conscious creator, and we mentioned being that conscious creator today, so I expand on that, because when you do that, then you allow for vibrant health and inner wealth, outer work, you know, all of those things, overflowing abundance. I also talk about a mistake, and one of the things here in the Mastering Your Mindset recording, we talk about the mistake you may be making right now when trying to achieve success. So we cover that, and we talk about elevating your financial status, doing what you love, and living in alignment with your soul's true purpose. Lots of great stuff here, and As you've probably realized on this call today, everything that I do is a blend of energetic tools and practical tools. So, and when I say energetic, I mean spiritual. They're kind of one and the same to me. But I blend them with the practical because I know that's important as well. So if you feel, if you have resonated with anything that I've shared today on the call, this is just an expanded version in many ways.
Yeah, well, could you also maybe let us know, like, over time, you know, because you gave us some of the things that people will maybe immediately experience, but, you know, practicing your principles and working through your program over time, what are some of the long-term changes that people could see in their lives?
Yeah, well, what I teach people is taking things day to day. It's really about realizing now is the only moment we have. So when you learn to embrace that conscious creator role, you become aware of what you're creating from day to day. So it's not, to me, it's not necessarily looking at, you know, a year from now. It's let's take it one day at a time, because as you learn to embrace each day and maximize your potential for success each day, it's going to be that's going to become like second nature to you. And so it's just paving the way for, you know, a beautiful future. But to me, I don't try to look too far down the road, because then I think people, you know, get away from the beauty of now. What I really try to teach you is maximizing the now, because every day you can do that. You know, it's teaching people that, you know, if you claim your power in each day to just make it the best that you can and be compassionate and loving with yourself, you can do that every single day. And I promise you, as you do that from day to day, every area of your life just flourishes, because, you know, because you are giving attention and nurturing to yourself. And life can't help but, you know, transform and shift on the outside when you do the, you know, when you do that work on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to let people know that for people who are listening on the webcast, you can get, or the recording, you can get Carrie's offer by just clicking on the button that says Carrie's special offer, and it will open a page for you. And if you do that now, you won't lose us. You'll be able to open it and look at it and follow along. And I know that anything that Carrie does is really spectacular. So if you did resonate with this, I encourage you to deepen your work with taking advantage of the spectacular offer. So people can do that. And I want to thank you, Carrie, for being here as a guest. And I wondered if you had any parting thoughts that you'd like to share.
Sure. I would say claim your inner guru. That's what's coming through me right now, because we all have it within us. You have so much power within you to just start tapping into it a little bit more each day and trusting yourself that you can make these shifts in your life. They don't have to be these dramatic shifts all at once. Just start to make some daily changes. You know, just remember that if you want change to happen in your life, you have to change from within first. So just commit to nurturing yourself and listening to your, you know, your inner voice, your soul, that inner guru, and allow it to guide you. But you have to take the time to nurture and nourish yourself to hear that voice. And, and celebrate yourself. I always tell my clients and everyone, celebrate who you are. You are so unique and beautiful and wonderful and magnificent and brilliant. Remember that. Honor and acknowledge yourself. And I'm honoring and acknowledging you for being here and listening to this, because you're giving yourself a gift. You know, you're elevating your mood, your consciousness, just by being here and listening to this this show, to this event. So celebrate you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love that. That's just a great thought to leave everyone with. And I want to thank you again, Carrie, and I want to thank all of our listeners for being part of the Your Path to Success Be Free, Be Happy online expo. Please take a look at Carrie's special offer, and then also on the webcast page, you can still take advantage of the gold upgrade, where you can make all of these MP3s part of your permanent success library. And you can also join our Your Path to Success network. It's a free network on Facebook where you can network with other expo attendees, and some of the speakers are members, and it's just really a great community to keep yourself accountable. And then you can also check out the Facebook page. All those links are on your webcast page. And I, again, thank everyone. I want to wish you wild success and blissful happiness. And we'll look forward to another, the next expo call soon here. So thank you so much, Carrie. Thank you, everyone. And we will talk to you all soon. Take care.
Thank you, Sherry. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you.